From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has reportedly picked Republican Senator Jeff Sessions as his attorney general and made other selections to fill key positions in his administration. Trump has also reportedly nominated Congressman Mike Pompeo to serve as director of the Central Intelligence Agency and named retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as National Security Advisor. U.S. President Barack Obama joined the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain Friday to discuss security and economic challenges. The White House says they focused their talks Friday on the need to secure a diplomatic resolution to the conflicts in Syria and eastern Ukraine. Mr. Obama did discuss his successor and says that he is cautiously optimistic about Donald Trump taking office. The global watchdog tasked with destroying chemical weapons is probing more than 20 reports of the alleged use of toxic arms in Syria since August. That's according to its deputy chief, Director General of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, Ahmet Umzumchu, revealed that experts there believe that the so-called Islamic State group may have itself manufactured mustard gas used in Syria and Iraq in an extremely worrying development.
We are trying our best to collect information on such allegations and try to find whether they are credible or not in order to deepen the investigation. I think the number is quite high. I counted more than 20.
Umzumchu was speaking exclusively to AFP only hours after the UN Security Council extended the mandate for another year of special joint UN and OPCW panel to allow them to investigate more reported chemical attacks in Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has released a video statement on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's newly announced 2015 hate crime statistics. The statement addresses recent media reports of alleged hate crimes and harassment around the country.
Among other alarming trends, the report showed a 67% increase in hate crimes committed against Muslim Americans. It also showed increases in the number of hate crimes committed against Jewish people, African Americans, and LGBT individuals.
She says some incidents have happened at schools and houses of worship, and she does add that the FBI is assessing in conjunction with the federal prosecutors if particular crimes violate federal laws. She reassured Americans that the Department of Justice will continue to enforce the nation's hate crime laws to the fullest extent possible. The Mozambican government has declared a three-day national mourning period following a tragic explosion that killed at least 60 people. A fuel tanker exploded after the driver left it on the side of the road. Dozens of people were attempting to remove the fuel from the tanker when the explosion occurred. Radio Mozambique reported that at least 60 people have been killed, 108 injured. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. But local witnesses told a reporter for VOA's Portuguese to Africa service that a police officer fired a gun while people were surrounding the truck to disperse them. Others say a short circuit in the truck electric system may have caused that explosion. Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos has been buried with military honors this Friday, 30 years after he was ousted in a people power revolution with a mixed reception from Philippine citizens. Marcos died in exile in Hawaii in 1989, and his body was returned to his northern Philippine hometown in 1993. Since then, it has been displayed in a glass coffin and became a tourist attraction. Despite growing opposition from a coalition composed of Philippine human rights victims of the Marcos dictatorship, the Philippine Supreme Court ruled last week that Marcos could be buried at the cemetery. Opposition leaders in Zimbabwe say several attacks were either abducted or arrested on Friday ahead of a planned protest over the introduction of controversial bond notes that President Robert Mugabe's government wants to introduce this month to ease the country's cash shortages. By late Friday, some activists could not be found. Police arrived in large numbers to the site of the protest. Two vehicles that were carrying activists coordinating the protest were burned, and one prominent activist was abducted and assaulted. And they do say that the controversy is rooted in accusations of abuse and corruption in Mugabe's government. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.